Well, today I thought I would spend some time looking at where we've been, where some of the attitudes have changed, where we are today, and where things, well, where they might be headed.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Tuesday edition of Truth to Ponder, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Just a little side note as we begin the program today. It was 2 weeks ago today that I had surgery. Recoup on this one has been rather slow, but we're trying to plow through. Your prayers and words of encouragement are really appreciated. I haven't had a full night's sleep in 2 weeks, so if the program sometimes doesn't sound up to standards, please understand. Doing the best that we can. It was wonderful to be back. By the way, I forgot to mention this yesterday, being back in church this past Sunday and able to preach. It was not easy, but we got through it. And hopefully going forward, I should know more in the next couple of days where things stand. And I'll share as I learn with you. Well, today I just want a couple of topics I would like to just kind of share to kind of show where we are. And I'm going to do a very quick synopsis on a couple of fronts dealing with these past roughly 4 years. A little over 4 years now. I have a hard time believing that it's been 4 years since the pandemic. I can't believe it was 4 years ago, pretty much today, that I started leaving my emergency management job where I had been called out of retirement. And I decided enough was enough was enough. I had seen enough. I saw enough things being said that I knew were not true, that just didn't feel right. And I came to the conclusion 4 years ago, I couldn't do this anymore. And so I left that position, went and got my wife, and we headed to our little place in the mountains in Georgia to ride it out and decide what's going on? And this program, Truth to Ponder, was born as a result of what I was struggling with. Now, I want you to understand precisely where we were 4 years ago, even 3 years ago. We were living in a very increasingly totalitarian regime time, even in so-called conservative states. The fear machine had been turned up on extreme high. The media pumping information, much of it incorrect. We were told to expect things that, well, never happened. And even as they didn't happen, we kept being told the same thing over and over again. Very disingenuous. People we should have been able to trust in government became paid liars. Propaganda artist. And I think some of the protocols, well, I don't think, I know some of the protocols that were used killed people in hospitals unnecessarily. Now, when is somebody going to be held accountable? Wasn't that long ago, the New York Times put out this very disingenuous apology about the vaccine disaster. Remember, it was the same liars at the New York Times, the same propaganda artist at the New York Times, the same Trump-hating group at the New York Times, Biden-loving group, I might add, that demanded your obedience on all things COVID. It didn't matter. Walking one way in a grocery store, wearing a useless face diaper, staying out of the sunshine, couldn't even go to the beach for fear of COVID. And there were pictures of people, if they could get to a beach, wearing a face diaper while they were swimming out in the ocean. What kind of insanity were we living in? I can remember watching in California a surfer being chased down like a bank robber by the shore patrol. Needed to arrest that guy because he wasn't wearing a face diaper and he was outdoors. God forbid, COVID insanity is what we live through. And now you have all these places like the New York Slimes, Mind Syphilis, NBC, and everybody else beginning to pivot, saying, well, we really didn't understand. We just have to forgive and forget and move on. No, we don't. Absolutely, we do not. We cannot. Number one, if we do, we're going to forget exactly the stupidity and insanity that we had to live through. People 4 years ago, credible doctors 4 years ago, were being silenced by the evil corporations like Google. And don't think they are not evil. They are evil to the core. They are dangerous. They want to control your information. They want to read your email. They want to know everything about you because they are consistently selling you out to the highest bidder, including your government. Google is not a trustworthy outfit. And by the way, churches, if you're using things from Google, like Google Pictures because it's cheap or it's free, stop it now. Pull the plug. If your church is something like, you know, so-and-so Baptist at gmail.com, get rid of that account. Do not feed that beast. But Bob, it's free. Too bad. Take up an offering. Do something, but stop getting all the free stuff from corporations that hate your guts. A church should never have a Gmail account, ever. I have one that I use for my junk mail account. When somebody wants an email account, I dump out my Gmail. But all my real mail goes to accounts that I have full control. I refuse to play the game with AOL, Yahoo, and Gmail. I just won't do it. And understand that you are allowing them to read every one of your documents, look at every one of your pictures, analyze everywhere you travel with your Android phone. You're just giving it away. But it's free, Bob. It's free. Yeah. And churches, the two words that'll kill the church is cheap and free. Yeah, we need something cheap. We need something free. I'll get to that some other day this week. So the New York Times is beginning to request amnesty for pushing unsafe and ineffective therapies that injured millions and created a public relations disaster. Right now, the New York Times is lamenting, how are we going to restore the public's trust in our medical institutions without them having to admit any fault? Yeah, well, they better admit fault. How many doctor's offices did you go to that you had to go through all these insane protocols for 2 and 3 years? They were still face diapering after 2.5 years, even though every legitimate study done globally for 50 years indicated they were totally and absolutely ineffective for a virus. Not only that, your chance of getting COVID were actually slightly increased if you wore a face diaper religiously. But who cares about science when there's power to be gained, control to be gained, to see who complies and see who doesn't? For decades, propaganda campaigns in the media will subtly signal what is in the works. And it's been a long-standing challenge for anybody that tries to observe to see if you can figure out those signals to accurately predict things and what this pandemic would be all about. The New York Times saying, forgive and forget. No. Too many doctors that knew more than some of these talking heads and buffoonish writers that understood the science better than even Dr. Anthony the Fraud Fauci could ever explain, and many others that were bought and paid for, had their careers and their lives destroyed. Medical licenses revoked. And now, 2, 3 years later, suddenly, hey, maybe they were right after all. They were right from the beginning. You just didn't want to have that happen because it would destroy your political ambitions. One of the good news items that I've seen of late is the increasing challenge to the WHO International Treaty, where they run all pandemics in every country, including Canada, the United States, United Kingdom, Australia. Yeah, you're putting them in charge. You're giving up your sovereignty. And I would advise you to make sure that your senator and congressman know that you are deadly opposed to this takeover by the world's fakest health organization on the planet, the most communist-based evil establishment that lied and continues to lie about COVID. They were a part of the problem. Even people like Bill Maher, who, by the way, he's not your friend. Every once in a while, he has this moment of sanity. And he tries to explain, even to his diehard, left-wing, idiotic audience, certain things that even they can comprehend. Not long ago, Mayer delivered a monologue that included, and by the way, a lot of what he says is sarcasm, so you got to be really careful with Bill Maher. And he goes, I get it. We didn't know exactly what was happening at the time, at the beginning of COVID, and some mistakes were inevitable. But 4 years on, I'm tired of hearing we didn't know. No, we didn't. But some people guessed better than others. And the people who got it wrong don't want to acknowledge the fact they were wrong and others were right. We did everything from washing the mail. We played baseball in front of cardboard cutouts. We ate in the parking lot. They closed the ocean. We banged pots and pans to show our love for nurses. By the way, notice how nurses and doctors in these overwhelmed hospitals had plenty of time to practice their choreographed dance routines for TikTok and YouTube and Facebook and whatever. That's because they were never overwhelmed. That was a big lie, too. I know that firsthand. And if you absolutely had to go to the beach, by the way, anytime you went out, they had to stick this thing up your nostrils. And if you had to go to the beach for the sake of all that's holy, wear a face diaper. Because the last thing you want is fresh air and vitamin D in a pandemic. You need to stay home, stressed out, locked up, and drinking during the day. And if you got COVID, remember, natural immunity is always the worst kind, according to Fauci. Though, for any other disease, it's great, but not COVID. This is the kind of idiotic psychosis that we dealt with. And right now, the hardest thing we're going to have to do is to attempt to win back our freedom from all that was taken away during these past little over 4 years now. We have not really gotten all of our freedoms back. We destroyed our economy. We destroyed businesses, families, marriages. And nobody seems to want to apologize. They just want you to say, oh, forgive us. Forget we did it. We really meant well. No, you did not. You had bad intentions in your heart from the very beginning. And I am getting angrier by the day that nobody seems to talk about holding these evil individuals accountable for what they did. And here in the United States, our propaganda media outlets like Mind Syphilis, NBC, CNN, and what have you, were all on board making sure that everything looked bad. The death ticker was there. We have to get rid of Trump at all cost. And I still believe, as I said on my first radio program almost 4 years ago, don't think Trump has it in the bag. I think they got something up their sleeve to win. In a normal world, Biden could have never come anywhere near where he did. But then again, when you have the media willing to lie for you, it helps. When you can coordinate a new set of facts that are all lies, it helps. And here we are today. However, there's a bit of a cold reality that's kicking in among many people on the left, or the liberals, if you prefer, or the Democrats. It doesn't make any difference. Some of you probably have heard this, and I'm going to take a little time to share something with you. A guy by the name of Fareed Zakaria. Now, he is a commentator on CNN. And he's a pretty discouraged guy right now. And he had this, you know, kind of a wailing, oh, woe is me little diatribe for a few minutes over the weekend from CNN. And it doesn't last very long. And I'm going to break it apart and kind of just give you an analysis between little sound bites. But obviously, Fareed is deeply concerned, and he looks at everything going on as we're heading toward the re-election of Joe Biden, or supposed to be, and things aren't looking so good. And this is Fareed's take.
I have to admit, none of this is playing out as I thought it would. Trump is now leading in almost all the swing states, but behind those numbers lie even more troubling details. As someone worried about the prospects of a second Trump term, I think it's best to be honest about reality. I understand that polls are not always accurate, but in general, they have tended to underestimate Donald Trump's support, not overestimate it. I doubt that there are many shy Biden voters in the country.
So obviously, from his opening statement, Fareed is pretty concerned. Things aren't looking good for Joe Biden. And we don't know what to do and how to fix this. In true leftist form, though, he does try to give it a nice, happy spin and tries to convince everybody we're in a booming economy.
The economy has been in a robust recovery for more than 2 years now, with unemployment hitting a 54-year low in 2023 and increasing only slightly since then. But Biden is getting little credit for it. The shift here is stark. On the question of who voters trust more to deal with the economy, Trump has a 22-point lead over Biden, according to an NBC poll from January. This marks a 15-point bump for Trump compared to the same poll in 2020. Perhaps this is because inflation is a far more pervasive problem than unemployment, affecting all Americans every day. Perhaps it's because people's views on the economy now are largely derived from their broader attitudes towards the candidates. But whatever the reasons, it's a stunning reversal in the midst of a relentless stream of good economic news.
Now, here's the problem with Fareed's assessment on the economy. Number one, this economy's taken years to recuperate from the disaster that was COVID back in 2020. Prior to COVID, inflation was incredibly low. By the way, Joe Biden lied profusely. He said, I inherited 9.4% inflation. No, you inherited 1.4% inflation, Joe, not 9. You drove it up to 9. Your policies, cutting off energy, spending unwisely, the Green New Scam, all of it, all these things destroyed our economy. And all we are doing with this low unemployment is two things to bear in mind. A lot of people permanently left the workforce because of COVID. They decided they didn't want to work. A lot of baby boomers retired early. And so the working pool is lower, so unemployment looks better. We're creating jobs, but they're primarily replacing ones that were lost 2 and 3 years ago. So no, Fareed, you're wrong on the economy. The economy stinks. And the inflation is a killer. And the one item that Democrats hope they can carry them through the polls in November may not be as strong as they thought. And even Fareed Zakariya agrees.
And I do wonder whether abortion will be as large an issue in a presidential race, given that reversing Roe v. Wade threw the issue to state governments and legislatures and not the federal government.
So what he's saying is some of the issues that Democrats were hoping would carry them across the finish line may not be as vital to Americans today as maybe a year or 2 years ago. Roe v. Wade is back to the states. It's not really a federal issue. But taxes, the economy, inflation, energy cost, those things are impacting the family each and every day. Now, one thing I've always given Democrats credit for is they are a united party. Even if they don't agree, they will force being united against everybody else. But right now, that's getting a little bit more tricky because of a problem in the Middle East and the inability of the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, to even make a coherent statement about any of it.
Perhaps the most worrying new trend for the Democrats is that far from being the more unified party, they are now bitterly divided over the war in Gaza. Bernie Sanders has said the eruption of pro-Palestinian protests could be Biden's Vietnam, and even invoked the specter of Lyndon Johnson choosing not to run for re-election in 1968 because of the opposition to that war.
So Democrats are facing, according to Fareed Zakariya of CNN, a few problems. Number one, lack of unity. This mess in the Middle East is a problem. I think there are other issues that will also come into play between now and November, including the mess in Ukraine. The economy, I don't see it just suddenly getting better. Immigration suddenly getting so much better that everybody forgets the mega millions that came across the border. They're not going to forget Lake and Riley in Georgia and others that were murdered and killed needlessly by people that shouldn't have been here, and on it goes. But here's something else. He talks about the disunity among Democrats, and anytime Democrats have disunity, they lose. 1968, good example. 1972, good example. 1980 and 84, good example. It happens. When they cannot be thoroughly unified and keep their base glued together, they lose. And I really believe that some very stupid people decided to use the law. When the threat was made by Joe Biden, we're going to keep him from ever getting power. We're going to use anything in the Constitution. In other words, we're going to stretch the law. They're doing Stalinist, Hitler-type prosecutions against a politician. This is look, I don't want to insult a banana republic. We are going beneath a banana republic here with what's happening in New York. Alvin Braggadocio's trial is a fraud. It's a sham. It's garbage. Fannie Willis, same thing. Jack Smith, here's a guy that's trying to stage evidence. He needs to be in prison himself. It's going to get worse, folks, before it gets better. But even Fareed Zakariya is deeply concerned, and he's now saying the obvious out loud about how lawfare could very likely backfire.
Meanwhile, Republicans seem to be uniting behind Trump. Whatever opposition he faced in the primaries has largely melted away. And the trials against him keep him in the spotlight, infuriate his base, who sees him as a martyr, and even may serve to make him the object of some sympathy among people in general who believe that his prosecutors are politically motivated. This happens to be true, in my opinion. I doubt the New York indictment would have been brought against a defendant whose name was not Donald Trump. A majority of Americans are skeptical that Trump will be able to get a fair trial, according to a CNN poll. And I haven't even mentioned Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Cornel West and Jill Stein, all of whom would probably take votes away from Biden.
Now, please understand this individual, Fareed. I mean, he is a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat to the left of center, liberal, whatever you want to call it. And for him not to try to convince his reliable Biden-supporting audience that everything is fine, don't look at the man behind the curtain kind of nonsense, tells me there's some concern among many Democrats that they have trouble ahead. And are they going to be able to, shall we say, overcome it at the election like they did in 2020? Will there be enough of an opportunity to, shall we say, stuff the ballot box? It's amazing how in Georgia they're beginning to find out, yeah, probably was stolen, but hey, too late now. Yeah, we're getting to that point now in the state of Georgia as it just drips out. Yeah, maybe it was stolen, but hey, what are you going to do about it? It's too late. We can't find the ballots or whatever nonsense. People may be a little bit more, shall we say, astute this time around. And I think Fareed is just putting a warning out there. Don't count on Biden winning. we may be in trouble here, folks. And we've done all that we can. We've warned you the best that we can. And once again, one of the things for Reid and Biden and all of them forget, oh, it's a great, robust economy. You keep forgetting the damage the inflation has done over the past 3 years, Mr. Biden. We have not recuperated the wages or the losses of your inflation, and we will not for years to come. We are still behind the eight ball. We are worse off than we were 3 and 4 years ago. We're worse off. And if your policies maintain, we are not going to get much better off. I mean, even job growth is slowing down. There's so much real money to go around. You can't play these games with the economy. Maybe if I have time, how many of you saw that idiot that runs our finances in this country? Oh, yes, we can print all the money. Then why do we have to borrow it? I don't know. Good question. These are the people running our economy. But then Fareed finally comes out and says the real problem that nobody can get over.
The one that troubles me the most is on the question of who was the more competent. Joe Biden led Donald Trump by 9 points in 2020, but Trump now leads by 16 points in January 2024. That 25-point shift could be a reflection of people's sense that the president's age is affecting his capacity to govern. And there's very little that Joe Biden can do now to change that perception.
Now, don't take any of what you just heard as a super encouragement that we've got it in the bag, Trump's going to win, and happy days are here again. If you do, you'll be snookered like you were in 2020. Don't think they're not trying to find a way around this. Maybe change out the top of the ticket. Who knows? Maybe change out the entire ticket. It could happen. Be vigilant. Be certain to vote. Not that I believe voting is going to make this country Christian again, but it can certainly slow down our descent into hell. That much it can. I've got some other things that I want to share, but we need to take a break. And so we'll do that right now, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes. But if you believe in what we do here at Truth to Ponder, if you think we should remain on shortwave, I really absolutely must hear from you this week. Decisions about airtime must be made by the end of this week. If you would consider helping us, you can go to the website using Give, Send, Go. There's a little button there on the website for support. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Chilhowie. Chilhowie, Virginia. And the zip code in Chilhowie is 24319. That's 24319. Once again, the mailing address. Make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, and the zip code is 24319. That's 24319. When I get back, I've got a few other thoughts to share on things that may be happening in the not-too-distant future.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
The Lord's Fund. Coming up. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. Most people put their money in banks or investments and they get interest on their money. Now we think when we put our money in banks, we're storing it or we're keeping it. Actually, you're lending it. You're lending the money and for that you get paid interest. But all the money in the world, all the interest is going to fade away. It's going to be nothing in the end. But there's another way of investing, which gives returns that don't pass away and they go on forever. It's the Lord's fund. The Lord has a fund. It pays a great investment, 100-fold or more, which is 10,000%. Imagine that. Never fails. It always pays you back. And your investment, doesn't matter, it becomes eternal riches. But how do you get into this fund? The Bible tells you. The Bible says, he who gives to the poor lends to the Lord. So when you give to the poor, when you give to bless those who have not, the needy, the hungry, the lost, or you give to people who can't pay you back, When you give to the Lord's work, when you give to the Great Commission, when you give to the lost to get them the gospel, and you do it for His glory, you're not just giving to a person, you're giving to the Lord. And you're not just giving to the Lord, but you're lending to the Lord. And when you give to these things with no thought of getting back anything on earth, you're going to get back. For in the eternal picture, it's not simply a gift. It's a loan. It's an investment. It's a deposit in the Lord's heavenly fund. You'll receive back an interest, incredible amounts, eternal treasures forever. In this life, but more importantly, forever, you give abundantly, generously with joy, because it's not only the best thing to do, it's the wisest thing to do. And it shall be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. Want more? Ask for The Rich Man and Lazarus on CD. Now, the free gift for you, from the sands of Judea to the wings of the cherubim, to the secret writings of the rabbis about Jesus. Amazing. The awesome Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD. You're going to love it. And Sapphire is guaranteed to bless your socks off. Free gifts to you. How do you get them? Just remember Yeshua, Jesus' real Hebrew name, and dial it. So to receive your free gifts, just call 1-800-YESHUA1. You will be blessed, but call now. That's 1-800-YESHUA1. Now I invite you to minister with me, together bringing salvation to God's ancient people, Israel, and to the unreached peoples on five continents. It's amazing. The farthest we can ever spread the gospel, shortwave radio. How? Just call 1-800-YESHUA1. That's YESHUA1. Or you can write me direct. Here's how. Just write to the Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111. It's Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. That's Box 1111. That's Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. Well, till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, Shalom Aleichem, peace be to you, my friend, in Messiah, Sar Chaim, the Prince of Life.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of our Tuesday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Hopefully by tomorrow, I will have some updates. I should be talking to my doctor, and I'll give you that information as soon as I have it. This Thursday, I'm trying to plan a very special program. We've been talking about the victims of hospital protocols. Got another couple that I'll be talking to where they almost lost, a guy almost lost his wife. We'll share that story because I really believe these stories need to come out, because a lot of people are not realizing that most of the deaths from COVID were not from COVID. And I really believe they were the hospital protocols demanded in 2020, 2021, and 2022, and even up until today. This truth must get out. Other projects in the background. I need your prayers. We're trying to get this radio station built here in Southwest Virginia. That'll be attached to the church. WMYC, My Christian Radio, for Chilhowee, 7 Mile Ford, Glade Springs, and Marion. And our plan is to be online with music you just can't find much anymore, and some unique teaching. So keep all of these projects in your prayers that we're trying to get done. Trying to get my health a little bit restored, because there's a lot of work to do for the kingdom. And then we have to decide about how to deal with shortwave. Do we expand, contract a little bit? Where would God have us be wise stewards of what He has given us? So there's a lot on the plate. I'll tell you more about it before the end of the program. Right now, during this time of recuperation, Jim Calhoun has just been a real friend in producing segments to help fill out this radio program. And today is no exception. Jim's got a few things on his mind. You may agree with him, you may not. But then again, it's good to hear other sides of an issue. Do your research and find out for yourself. So, Jim, the microphone is yours, and I'll see you before the end of the program.
Thanks, Bob. Again, I'm honored to be back on Truth to Ponder. Well, I've been getting quite a few emails and several letters in the mail that are wanting me to talk about chemtrails. And one of the things that have been brought up is that they think I'm the only one that is talking about chemtrails, and that's not correct. There are five or six people who are really pushing it, and are really in the forefront. And I'm somewhere in the middle of the pack as far as my knowledge and my covering of chemtrails. But there's enough interest in it that I want to devote a segment of Truth to Ponder on chemtrails, because it's one of the things that there's the most misinformation about. You know, it's been said that if you tell a lie long enough and strong enough, that even the people telling the lie will start believing it, let alone the people that are hearing the lie. And when you have something that's flagrant and in front of your face, and you can still brainwash the people that it's not happening, well, that makes you pretty good at your psychological operation. And one of the reasons that the subject of chemtrails has so many people that are almost vindictive against anyone that talks about chemtrails, they try to belittle them and call them conspiracy theorists and say there's no such thing and you're stupid if you believe in chemtrails. And I would say that the people that are trying to expose the chemtrails have received more grief than people that are trying to expose other things. And you have to ask yourself, why is it that people that are trying to discuss chemtrails are so besmirched and they're so trodden on as far as their reputation and people making fun of them? And it's not because the idea of chemtrails is so stupid. No, it's because it's right in front of your face. And when you have something you're trying to accomplish and you can't hide it, well, then you have to exploit the masses as far as what their opinion is of what you're doing. Kind of a sideways analogy here would be as if an arson that just loved to set fires was going out and telling people that he was setting fires to make the planet better or just something that's just ridiculous. But he would go out and start his fires and people would say, oh yeah, that's that guy trying to make the world better by his fires. When in reality, it's just an arson, a pyromaniac that is just out causing damage. And so it's all in the perception of what ideas they can put in people's heads. And the government and science and other entities have been really good at exploiting people's thoughts and opinions about chemtrails. They knew they couldn't hide them. They were right out in plain sight. So if you can't hide them as far as from your visual sight, you can at least hide them from your mental sight, so to speak, by claiming they're either A, not real, or B, they're something they're not, or a combination of both. I watched a military bomber go across the skies the other day. I believe it was a B-52. It was one of our older ones. I know it was a B-52 by the contrails that it left behind. But I've never seen a B-52 cause a chemtrail. But I have a contrail. I'm looking at a sky full of chemtrails when here comes this B-52, which is leaving a contrail. And while they initially look the same, if you watch a plane for a few minutes after they go by, the contrail will disappear. And that's how it's supposed to normally happen. But a chemtrail will not only stay, it will grow and get wider and fatter and bigger. And so there's a definite difference. And in the new types of clouds, if you want to call them that, they're trying to officially deem them as clouds. The new textbooks are showing these chemtrail clouds and naming them as if they were actual natural clouds. That's the extent that they're going to go through to cover up the fact that these evil people that have a lot of money, they have enough money to pull this off, are controlling the narrative and they're controlling the skies. It is just amazing how many people are still in denial that chemtrails even exist. They'll look up and say, that's a contrail. If these people would just study what a contrail is, what it's composed of, and its characteristics, they would immediately deem that what they're looking at cannot be a contrail because it's not acting like a contrail. It initially looked like a contrail, but then all of a sudden, It's doing things totally opposite of what a contrail does. Well, that's a chemtrail. But we have people that think that somehow they're going to be looked down upon or thought to be stupid if they believe in chemtrails. And the thing is, you don't have to believe in them or not. They're real. They are there. Whether you believe in them or not, if you don't believe in them, well, then that means that you're more brainwashed than most if you can't see what's in front of your face, especially when it's been admitted to by the governments involved. And there's so many types of chemtrails, and that's also called geoengineering. And so when you hear someone talking about chemtrails in the government, they're calling it geoengineering. And so they change the name and name it something that it's not. And they're trying to confuse everyone. And so if you're one of those that are late to the party and you're finally now figuring out that they are chemtrails, or if you're one that is still undecided, well, you have to understand that their whole mechanism for creating just this mystery around this is just so you will have doubts about it, so we the people will not get together and put a stop to the chemtrails. Now, what are the history of chemtrails? Well, in my opinion, the history of chemtrails can go back over 100 years. People have used chemicals to do harm for years. In World War I, they introduced mass-scale chemical warfare that was just horrible. And it's been banned. It's been banned for use on the battlefield, yet still some nations use chemical warfare in limited ways. And so they're pushing the envelope, so to speak, to see how far they can take things by disobeying international law and treaties. And so that still does exist, but that's not up in the air. It's using the air to disperse the chemicals. But as far as chemtrails, you can go back to the crop dusters that are used in agriculture to control pests and sometimes even seed or fertilize from the airplanes. But for the most part, they spray insecticide or herbicide out of those airplanes. And those are a chemtrail. You might say that they're a useful chemtrail. Other people would say the chemicals they're spraying are harming nature, too. And I believe both sides have a point. But the first real destructive use of chemtrails, which was a form of crop dusting, was the application of Agent Orange in the Vietnam War. And Agent Orange killed an awful lot of our troops and sickened just multitudes. And the government kept denying that any of these illnesses these soldiers were having was connected to their policy of spraying Agent Orange. But it's been proven time and time again that the government lied about that. And if you're one of those that think the government lies to us all the time, but they're telling us the truth on chemtrails, I want you to examine that. They lie to us about taxes. They lie to us about the government, they lie to us about the southern border, they lie to us about all these issues, but they would never lie to us about chemtrails. You see how effective their brainwashing techniques are? They make us compartmentalize things that we think the government's telling us the truth on and the things that they're lying to us about. If you're one of those that thought that this COVID pandemic was man-made, and also, if you're one of these that think that the experimental so-called vaccines are deadly or harmful, but yet you still say chemtrails are fake, they don't exist. Now are you seeing how protected the chemtrails are as far as their psychological operation? If it's not the most protected, it's one of the most protected things they're doing to harm not only us, but nature itself. So I wanted to address that people still think it's a conspiracy theory, and you're a conspiracy theorist kook if you believe that. And again, I go back to my same illustration. If you think that John F. Kennedy was killed different than what the Warren Commission said, how John F. Kennedy was killed, well, then you're a conspiracy theorist kook yourself. And I'd have to say that 99% of the people do not believe the Warren Commission was thorough or correct in their assessments. But then again, you got to guard those chemtrails. It's kind of like Israel. There's no other country on earth where we would do so much to take care of one country than we do Israel. No country on earth can get away with hardly anything, but Israel can get away with everything. That's a little rabbit trail, but there are some things that are sacred cows to the corrupt people in Washington, D.C., and they will defend their corruption and their poor decisions to the end. I'm going to recommend that you go to globalskywatch.com. It's Russ Tanner's website. Everything you need to know about chemtrails is on the site, and I do think you need to get educated, because a lot of people are getting sickened by the chemtrails, and they're spending lots of time and money going to doctors trying to find what's wrong with them, and they're having trouble finding just what's wrong with them, especially lung issues. But chemtrails is a name given to the plumes that are emitted from the airplanes in the sky. Now, when I say plumes, I'm meaning the trails that hang around and actually grow. Contrails will disappear. Geoengineering is a name used to define the intentional process of altering or engineering the Earth's atmosphere. Now, you do realize that a few years ago that if we had greenhouse gases that were going to hold the heat in, that was causing the world to burn to a crisp. But yet, these geoengineers are up there doing what? They're creating greenhouse gases to do what? To hold the heat in? To hold the heat in is what it's doing, but if you would talk to the criminals that are doing it, they're saying that if they would admit to it, they'd say they're trying to blot out the sun to keep us from having global warming. Whereas 10 years ago, it was greenhouse gases caused by blotting out the sun, therefore holding the heat in. But there's an awful lot of people that are starting to understand the dangers of chemtrails. And the environmental destruction of chemtrails is massive. I've been talking for several years about the disappearing insects, birds, and animals. And I do believe that chemtrails is the most important topic in the world right now. I really do. Even more so than the wars and the genocide, because the chemtrails are affecting everyone worldwide. And it seems like if an area is out of favor with the entity that's in charge, well, all of a sudden they have a lot more chemtrails in their area. A perfect example is that when Nebraska told the Biden administration that they would not give bank records of people that had over $500 in their bank account, it seemed like for 2 months after the governor of Nebraska stood up to Biden, our skies were just totally white. I didn't know so many jets existed, but we had flyovers just massive. It's still bad here, but not as bad as what it was. And those lines in the sky are not contrails, they are chemtrails. And I really do believe that if you go to globalskywatch.com, you'll get all of the information. And you might be wondering, well, what are they spraying up there? Well, we're being sprayed with toxic substances, and it's done without our consent. And as I stated earlier, they're lying about it. But they're spraying aluminum, they're spraying barium, they're spraying and all sorts of other chemicals that are not healthy for us, our lungs, or our soil, or our air, or water. And if you wanted to commit mass genocide against just God's creation, if you had a way to contaminate the air, the water, and the ground at the same time, I would say you had a trifecta there. That would be very effective. And these people that are quote-unquote elitists, the Bill Gates of the world, and by the way, Bill Gates is helping fund spraying because he said they're going to blot out the sun and save Earth. The guy's an idiot. What he is, in my opinion, is a genocidal maniac. And they're putting all sorts of different false narratives out there and disinformation, trying to keep people from waking up to what I think is probably the most deadly health threat in human history. Think about it. Just think about the fact that these people have the ability to spray everywhere, because wind currents will carry for thousands of miles. Depends on how heavy the substance is of how long it stays up. But some of the metals that they're spraying are aluminum and barium, glyphosate, lithium, mercury, strontium, and uranium. We've all heard about aluminum being bad for us, and mercury and uranium. And these are the metals that are starting to show up in the leaves of trees and in our groundwater and in our topsoil. This is what we're breathing in. When our children go out to play and they're running around and playing, they're just breathing in all these metals. There's also aerosols that they're spraying. Some of the aerosols are insecticide. There's nanoparticles that are going in the air, and these nanoparticles, if you breathe them in, they lodge themselves in your lungs. Remember the asbestos situation where if you breathed in asbestos dust, it would cling to the inside of your lungs? And also you have black lung disease that the coal miners got. They're trying to give everyone these symptoms, of course, with the same outcomes, by putting nanoparticles in the air. There's also like phosphine gas that they're spraying. So when you're looking up at a chemtrail, you need to tell yourself this. You're looking up at massive, intentional pollution. And if you're one of those that love to save the planet, that you want to keep everything pristine, and you scoff and laugh at people that are against chemtrails, you have to understand that you are supporting the largest pollution organization, the largest effort to intentionally pollute the planet ever in history of mankind is going on right now, right under your very noses. And a lot of people support it. Even when they find out they're going to blot out the sun, they say, oh yeah, they're just doing it to save the planet. By polluting the planet? Anyone that grew up in the 60s and 70s remembers all of the posters and things on television and radio about pollution. We all saw the smokestacks billowing out all this ugly toxin. In the 80s, there was talk of acid rain and all of this evil that the companies were putting up into the skies. And all these evil coal-fired power plants that illegitimate Joe is going to have closed down. Of course, to save the planet. But these jets, and they're specialized jets that are full of huge tanks of chemicals, they're not passenger jets that just happen to fly over that they've added something to the fuel. No, these planes up there that are causing the chemtrails, by and large, are designated tanker planes that are just absolutely full of tons of liquid chemical to be sprayed. And so if you're against polluting the planet, if you're against pollution, look up. It's right above your head. But yet you've been brainwashed into thinking that it's not there. And people that breathe in all of these things are getting sick. And of course, a lot of people in the medical profession will say, well, there's no such thing as chemtrails. You have to understand it's the most guarded, most protected, sacred cow, in my opinion, of this whole psychological operation, because first of all, it's right out in the open where you can see it. And second of all, because it's effective of polluting our air, our water, and our ground. Now, I'm not a doctor, and you have to look into these, but if you're suffering from damage from chemtrails, If you want to detox aluminum, look to malic acid and vitamin C. That would be a place to look. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not telling you to take it. And barium, which increases the risk of heart attack, by the way, that they're spraying in chemtrails. These people are evil, folks. They want us dead. These chemtrails are very deadly. And so if you want to detox barium, look into potassium and algin. Sometimes algin is NSP. I don't know anything about that ingredient or that product, but you need to look into it. Again, I'm not telling you to take it. This algin seems to be good also to detox not only barium, but strontium, mercury, and radioactive metals. So that would be extremely important to look into algin, A-L-G-I-N. If you want to detox aluminum, lead, mercury, and more, look into cilantro. Yes, the cilantro that's a garnish used in Mexican cooking. I'm a big proponent of natural things to take care of today's problems. And I keep telling people that our food that we eat is a medicine. So look into cilantro. And if the mercury in the chemtrails seems to be your problem, look into DMSA and also algin again. And there's something called the chemical flu, and that's what a lot of people get from just years of breathing in these toxins. They get flu-like symptoms that just don't go away. And you need to look into immune stimulators to help your body help itself, and also look into zinc. Other things you can do to help combat the effects of chemtrails is vitamin E with selenium and citrus bioflavoids. And a product I've used, NSP, helps detox your body as well. You're going to find an awful lot of good information on globalskywatch.com. I'm very much out of time for this episode, and I hope that I've answered some of the questions that I'm getting a lot of emails on this and a lot of letters. And yes, chemtrails are real. You need to wake up and understand that it's one of the biggest health threats we face today. I hope this information's been helpful, and I'd like to thank Bob Bierman for allowing me to speak to you today. And until next segment, everyone, stay strong, stay healthy, stay teachable, and never ever forget, replace fear with faith. Now back to Bob.
Well, I want to thank you, Jim, for helping us out today here on Truth to Ponder. It has been an invaluable resource to me during this time of surgeries and healing and dealing with cancer. And your prayers are also very appreciated as well. Have a lot of special programs coming up this week, and I hope that you'll be with us each day. I know that for those listening on shortwave, we had a few issues last week. WTWW had storm issues. They were off the air a couple of days. Then we had the solar storms, which pretty well wreaked havoc with much of the shortwave bands. Hopefully things are beginning to get better. But even with that said, we have to decide if shortwave being on WTWW is worth the effort. If you believe in what we're doing, visit the website, truth2ponder.com. You can support us from there, or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, P.O. Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, and the zip code is 24319. We will see you again tomorrow.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.